I'd like to invite the children to come forward. You're going to meet over here. You're going to get to see the pictures in the book, while everybody else is getting to see the pictures that you're looking at up here on the screen. So I invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, who'd like to join Chris down here to come over and join with Chris Parker and Jamie.
Everybody. Today we're going to read a story about Thanksgiving called Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day.
Ed and Ann were home alone.
And then, oh no, Ann burned the dinner. Ann felt plain awful because she had ruined Thanksgiving. She decided that she had to iron clothes, but Ed was hungry. "Let's go see if that new restaurant down the street is open," Ed said.
"Oh, all right," said Ann, "but it won't be the same." The door to the New World Cafe was open.
"Hooray," said Ed. He quickly hung up their coats.
Ann said, "Is this a Thanksgiving table decoration? This looks like a pilgrim and a Native American, but who is the dancing man with the beard? I'm not sure we should be here, Ed."
"Nonsense," replied Ed. "The door was open."
Many unhappy eyes peered through the kitchen door.
"This is horrible," Leon whispered. Who left the door wide open? We can't have customers today. Our party will be ruined."
"Let's get rid of them," said Titania. "I'll bang these pots and pans together. The noise will scare them away."
Grandmother had heard all that she could bear. She dropped her peeled potato into the pot and said,
"Enough! In the old country, we bang pots and pans at wolves, not hungry people. Today is Thanksgiving Day. Family cooks turkey big as a doghouse, but we don't share." "Bah," she shook her head. "Grandmother is right," said Olga. "Go get some chairs." Olga showed Ann and Ed to the best seats at the table. Aunt Sophie brought two more table settings. And Grandma said, "Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome, welcome. We are glad that you are here."
And that's how Ann and Ed found themselves guests of honor at this family celebrated their Thanksgiving in the New World Cafe.
After dinner, Ed asked for a check, but everyone pretended not to understand.
"No, no, no. We dance now. Please stay."
And Ed had never heard of a family dancing on Thanksgiving, but they were having such a good time, they just said yes. Ed followed the men upstairs to help move the tables out of the way. Ann stayed with the women and got to hold the new baby, Sonia.
Uncle Carl struck up the band, and the young dancers got things started. Soon, everyone joined in, even Ed, who had never danced a lick in his life. He kicked up his heels, too.
Loved to dance. She knew all of the steps. She taught everyone the conga. In no time at all, they were dancing in one huge conga line. What a hit!
It was really late when Anne and Ed said their goodbyes. Grandmother gave Anne a table decoration. Papa and Ed traded hats. Anne gave her telephone number to Sonia's mother in case she ever needed a babysitter. They all said, "Thank you for making this such a very special Thanksgiving."
When it was time to lock up the cafe, Papa could not get the front door to close. When he looked down, he found a raw potato jammed under the door.
"How did that silly thing get there?" he asked.
"In the old country, Thanksgiving door is like Happy Heart, opened up big and wide. Potato good for that," Grandma said.
"You're right," was all Papa said.
When they got home, Anne lit the candle from the cafe and made some tea.
"What are you most thankful for on this wonderful Thanksgiving?" she asked.
Ed thought. Many things crossed his mind, but what was he most thankful for? "Well," he said, "I guess I'd have to say, my dear, that I'm most thankful that you burned our dinner."
Oh, Ed, she said, "me too."
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Chris, Jamie, Jillian, Jed, Jeb, thank you. Thank you all for that. Thank you for being with us. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you.